Jerry Bader Show, 10:06. America, Tin Man, some of the more interesting lyrics of the era that group had. I think what it comes down to in the topic that we're discussing is this, is less than perfect parenting, or maybe even borderline bad parenting, criminal? And is it neglect if the woman was doing really the best she could? And is this the best she could do? A mother in South Carolina was initially charged with neglect for leaving her 9-year-old daughter at a park all day long, walking to the McDonald's for lunch where the woman worked, but a mile and a half away, according to one report. It was seen as child abandonment neglect. She was trying to keep her job so she could raise the child. I do find it hard to believe that she could find no other option of any kind. I do find that a little difficult to believe, but it is possible. My initial reaction was the outrage that others expressed against this woman, that my wife countered while she wasn't so sure, and now I really don't know. And I do know, by the way, that this is nothing new under the sun, as a caller said. People have been doing this. And you don't hear a lot of reports of unattended kids at parks getting snatched, but how young is too young? And the one thing I don't think I can support is this being a long-term solution. I don't think I can support that. As for the caller just before the news, who said, well, maybe we need schools starting at 2. No, I don't think that's the answer. And that's where all the liberals are weighing in now. See, this is why you need nanny state. This is why you need a $15 an hour minimum wage. And on and on. Maybe she absolutely, positively could not find anyone to take care of her kid. As one of the mothers quoted in the TV story we played said, well, you just got to find somebody. Ken in Mosinee. Ken, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show? Ken did not hang around. Going once, going twice. To Jeff on a cell. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jerry. I thought your topic was pretty close to home. Thursday night this past week, my girlfriend and I were spending some time in our local mall and in walking around, and she was there to return a pair of shoes. I noticed these kids talking to a lady at a counter in a store, and we went around, and later on we were headed out, and we stopped at the mall restrooms, and this young boy, probably 8 or 9, maybe 10, came up and asked my girlfriend if she would help his sister in the public restroom because the stall door was locked. And so she went in and got the door unlocked for her, but then, you know, kind of waited in the entry, of the restroom, didn't want to be in there with the girl and stuff, you know, in this day and age. Who knows who could have said what about, you know, anything. But and then she asked me about it, and I said, well, yeah, I saw those kids talking to a lady who was working in a store, and I'm sure that they were her kids. And, there was 4 of them, but he said his sister. Now, whether they were all her kids or, I don't know. But, and she's like, well, that's terrible. And I said, well, I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm like you. It's like, okay, at least she's out there busting her hump trying to, get a job. But I'm not sure that's the right decision either, that you leave your kids running around the mall, or maybe she'd seen us walk by and said, they look nice, like nice people. I don't know. See if they can help you. To the kids, I don't know. But I'm really torn on this one.
Well, okay, so here's what we might all agree. It's certainly less than ideal parenting.
Absolutely.
But is it criminal?
No.
See, that's kind of where my wife did shift me over on this, and I know that this is not anything new. Jeff, thanks a lot for sharing that story, because I think it really is right on point. And in that case, that's a double-edged sword. What's better, kids running around the mall or running around a park? And in this case, if it was mom working at one of the stores, well, then mom is right there. I know that unattended kids have become a bigger deal than it used to be. And I do think we overreact anytime, sometimes, when a parent leaves a child unattended for a time. And I do think this is the helicopter syndrome. I'll tell you right now, there are people listening who are outraged by this, and they don't think a mother should leave a child alone in the park for 45 minutes, a 9-year-old child, to play while they go do something. I don't think I ever did that. That's a really good question. You know what? My daughters likely would remember if I had. Now, I mean, when they're 12, yeah. When they're the age where they can babysit other kids, I did trust them alone. We lived close to both parks. Is it possible I ran home to get something? It's entirely possible. But I think we've gotten to the point, and this is where I think there is a societal overreaction, that a child should never be left unattended. A 2-year-old, no. A 4-year-old, no. A 6-year-old, no. A 9-year-old, depends on the kid. You would hope by 12, because we do allow 12-year-olds to babysit, you would hope by 12 it wouldn't be an issue. This is going to be the last call on this, Jason, because I do need to move on. Rick on the road. Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was actually flying from San Jose or San Francisco to Chicago by myself. And then take a connecting flight into Green Bay or to Iron Mountain at that time. And I mean, I had no problem. And my parents both worked for the airlines at that time. Was it that anybody was looking out for me at that? No.
How old were you, Rick?
I was 11 years old.
And how old are you now?
I am 56.
Okay, so this isn't yesterday.
This is,
all right, you're a little older than I am.
Correct.
Wow. And that, okay, so that was in the late 60s, early 70s.
Correct.
Okay.
And the thing is, I had to make connecting flights and everything, you know, and people nowadays are just going, oh, where's this place? I was doing it at 11.
That, you know, and I really do think, keep that email up, Jason. Thanks a lot for the call. I think there is, and this is where my wife kind of swayed me on this. We did trust kids more. We didn't feel that there was a monster lurking behind every bush or phone booth or whatever. A friend writes, we ran all over the neighborhood when I was a 9-year-old in the suburbs of Chicago and nothing came of it. However, we were only blocks away from where John Wayne Gacy was burying kids in his backyard. Perhaps the big difference today is media coverage of the nightmares that have always happened to kids. As always, she makes an absolutely excellent point. In my absence, the latest Marquette University Law School poll and the governor's race came out. Yeah, I know, day late, dollar short. So sue me, I was on vacation. I want to take that up and some criticism Scott Walker is taking for a campaign ad. This is friendly fire. Conservatives think he's making a mistake. Is he? We'll get to it in 5. It's 10:15.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.